Dave McIntyre, or Mac, with Set Free Ministries is here with me. He's going to take over as the new international director. And Dave, you actually won season 2 of History Channel's Alone, the show Alone. Can you just start us off by describing a little bit of what that show is like?
Alone is a last man standing wilderness survival competition where they take 10 people and they put you out in the wilderness completely by yourself. There's no camera crew with you filming. You have to self-document your solo survival in the wilderness as long as you can stand it. And you have a satellite phone by which you can call the production base. And well, you have a satellite phone where you can call the rescue crew to come and get you at any point. You can tap out, and basically people tap out throughout the experience until the last person is there and wins $500,000. So that's the basic gist of the show. Winning season 2 was certainly a mountaintop experience for me, but to put that mountaintop in perspective, I need to back up a little bit. I had been a missionary for 15 years in central Brazil. And in 2012, my wife decided to divorce me. So I basically lost my career in missions. I was back here in Michigan, working for a company inspecting foreclosed homes. That company folded. I lost my job. And it was at that point that Left Field Pictures got in touch with me and asked me to apply to be on the show. They had seen my YouTube channel and some of the wilderness ministry work I had done in Brazil, and I thought I'd be a good candidate for the show. So I applied, was one of 3,500 people that applied for the show. And in August of 2015, I was invited to boot camp in New York, where they take 20 people. And out of that, 10 people get to go on the show. And I was offered a spot on the show after boot camp. And so in September of 2015, I got dropped off in the north end of Vancouver Island, British Columbia. They call it the Rain Coast. It gets 12 feet of rain a year. Typical weather is about 35 degrees and raining. So I arrived in late September on Vancouver Island. They dropped me off with 9 other people, and they drove away. I remember about 6 days in thinking about my life and sitting on a rock and just praying to God. And I said, Lord, you've taken everything away from me at this point. I'm no longer married. I'm no longer a missionary, no longer a pastor. My Jeep had been totaled 2 days before I went to Vancouver Island. I'd spent the last of my money on gear for the show, so I had no money in the bank, no vehicle. My daughter even moved into my apartment when I left, and so I had no place to go home to. And I said, Lord, you've taken everything away from me but my life and my health, and you've put me in the highest concentration of cougars and black bears on the planet. And I don't know what you're doing, but obviously you're doing something here. And I never went out there with the presumption that the Lord had taken me out there to win. I knew that he was doing something in my life there, but what he was doing was putting me on like a 40-day fast, where that first month I lost 35 pounds. I was basically starving to death in the wilderness, trying everything I could to get food. And the way you get fed in the wilderness is, the main way is to use passive food gathering, which is putting up nets and hooks and lines and things like that are fishing for you when you're not, when you're doing other things. And everything I set up to do that was just getting destroyed. And I remember about 30 days in, I came out in the morning to inspect my gill net, which had been set up on the beach, and it had collapsed in the night and rolled itself into a ball. And I was just really, really discouraged, just angry. I turned the camera off. I wasn't filming because I didn't want to film myself that angry. And I looked at that net, and in the middle of that balled up net was this gigantic northern kelp crab. And they're large crab. They have claws like a lobster. And I had to get that so I could eat it. So I started untangling this net. And as I'm untangling the net, I'm just reflecting on how basically I was doing out there everything that I had taught people to do as a wilderness survival instructor. And wave after wave of destruction was just tearing down everything that I was setting up to get myself fed. And this light bulb goes off in my head, that all of a sudden it was like, okay, this is your life. Your life is that here I've been, a pastor, a Christian school teacher, a missionary, trying to serve the Lord with my life. And it had all been stripped away. It had all been taken away from me. And here I was at the point where I'm now physically starved down to nothing. And it was the first time I could see myself. When you go through a divorce, you are pretty, very much on the defensive. You're hearing about everything you've ever done in your life wrong, and you're rejecting all of this and trying to, you know, maintain your sense of self. And the Lord took all that away from me. He broke down all my barriers. And it was there on the beach that I could see my own contribution to how my marriage had failed and my, I had lost my ministry and all that. It wasn't like, you know, adultery and all these horrible things, but it was just, yeah, I did neglect my wife. I did have some things to repent of. And the Lord led me through that process of repentance and renouncing these things and just receiving His grace of forgiveness there on the beach. And at the end of it, there was nothing more that He wanted me to deal with at that time. He gave me about a 5-minute break. And then I got rid of that whole bucket of rot, okay, of my own failings and my own, you know, things, my own sin. And then I looked down a few minutes later, there's a whole nother bucket of rot sitting there. And there was people there that had done horrible things to our family. And I'm not going to go into details, but, you know, people go to jail for some of the stuff that was done to our family. And I had to forgive these people because I just received forgiveness. So one by one, the Lord brought to mind people that had done horrible things to the family or people that had failed us in various ways. And one by one, I had to work through forgiveness and feel, you know, the rage and the emotion and all that over again and hand it over to the Lord. And one by one, these people came up and I forgave them and the Lord took them away. And then there was no more people. And I'd forgiven all the people that I needed to forgive. And I was light as a feather at that point. I was just liberated from that. I was free. I was literally set free from my own sin and from the sins that other people had committed against me and my family. I gave that over to the Lord. It's not like I agreed with anything that those people had done, but, you know, if the Lord wanted to save them or condemn them, that was up to Him. I'm out of that equation. I'm free of it. And it was at that point that the Lord turned the food back on. A few days later, I ended up, I took that crab back to my shelter and I ate this crab and made a big production of filming it too. And I remember saying, Lord, when I get out of here, I'm going to go to an all you can eat crab place. I'm going to just pig out on crabs. They're going to lose money on me because these things are so delicious. And a few days later, the Lord gave me a harvest of 6 gigantic northern kelp crabs. And I had that all you could eat crab feast right there on the island. And that was the beginning of me actually, eating out there. I started catching fish and crabs in abundance. And by day 66, the final day for me, I was actually regaining weight that I had lost. I wasn't up to my pre-trip weight, but I was certainly turned the corner on survival. I was actually doing quite well. When they came out and on day 66, they came out for a medical check. And as they're doing this short interview with me back at my shelter, I turn around and my daughter was standing there. And she said, you did it, Dad. You've won. And so that was me winning season 2 of Alone. Totally turned things around. And that worked into my current position now as International Director at Set Free Ministries. Because 2 years ago, I did I spoke at the fundraiser, basically telling the long version of this story. And when Jeff Stamm decided to retire, my name came up and they asked me to take the job, and here I am. So since October, I've been the incoming international director here at Set Free. I just got back from my first overseas trip to Uganda, seeing our schools there and getting to know some of our people. But I feel like I've come full circle and that my cross-cultural abilities, you know, missions work, my theological training and all that is all back in play now. I'm not stringing up cable for DirecTV or inspecting foreclosed homes. I feel like the Lord took everything away, broke me down to nothing so He could rebuild me into the current position I'm in.
As you stand at the precipice of this new adventure, how do you hope God uses you in this new role?
Well, my background is in missions. I started out as a Christian school teacher, teaching high school. For several years, then I became a pastoral intern and became ordained Baptist pastor. Went on to the field as a missionary, career missionary for 15 years. And the way I see it, Set Free Ministries is unique in the spiritual warfare dimension that we bring to people just getting right with God. That is the one thing that we do, which I think is unique. Other ministries don't have that as their emphasis. And what I would like to see is us doing more training in that regard worldwide. My focus now is to train people that are training people. With that in mind, I have a man in Uganda who is setting up a training center for rural pastors, and I want to train him to train his pastors in Freedom Ministry. And that's the approach that I'm taking. I'm always looking for people that want to train people that are working in spiritually dark places. That's the way I see us moving forward internationally. There's other organizations that can dig wells and build buildings and these sorts of things, and all that has to happen. And we are doing a lot of that already. But to bring the emphasis back to that thing which we do uniquely as a ministry of training people for Freedom Ministry, that's a daunting task, though, because our current model is basically an apprenticeship model. We have people come in as volunteers, and they apprentice with us for about a year before they're turned loose to conduct their own freedom appointments. And that's a very slow process to reproduce leaders. So we're looking at different ways to break down the training material, that we can do more of it with video or in a written format, or a more concise format, rather than just transmitting everything through that apprenticeship model.
And how would you ask us to pray for you as you step into this? I mean, you've been doing it since October, but you know, as you continue in this new role and as you outline some of the goals ahead.
Yeah, it's at the beginning, it was like drinking from a fire hose coming in here. There's so much. I had always thought of Set Free Ministries as basically a freedom ministry, but more oriented towards counseling and that sort of thing, bringing people in and praying with them. And then when I did their fundraiser, I realized, wow, they have this huge international operation. And now I'm at the top of that. And it's a daunting task. Pray for good relationships between all the different people that I have to deal with internationally. There's some language barrier issues going on that it makes it difficult to get information back from them. Sometimes with COVID-19, it's been extremely difficult with travel. I need to get to India at some point, and they're having a huge problem with COVID-19. But the enemy does not want us to do what we are doing. And that is something we have to keep in the forefront of our minds here at Set Free, is that we are a ministry which is directly engaging the enemy and taking back territory from him. The stories that we get to hear every day of people whose lives have been destroyed by occult involvement and things like that, they're finding freedom, and the enemy doesn't like that. And people that are still in his grip do not like that. So there is opposition to what we're doing. So pray for protection for us, spiritual protection, that we might be able to walk in unity. There's also a lot of doctrinal error that creeps into this subject from various sources. On the one side, you have people that are perfectly willing to ignore large portions of scripture and try and write off spiritual warfare as if it doesn't actually happen, like we're not engaged in a spiritual battle. And there's other people that go to an unbiblical extreme, and they are just off the rails with practicing things and teaching things which are not biblical at all. So there's a middle ground there between those two errors. Well, there's a biblical ground between those two errors, those two unbiblical errors, either ignoring scripture or going beyond the scope of scripture. And we're always fighting against that and making sure that we're staying faithful to the word of God and to best practices. So yeah, pray for us in that regard as well, that we will be there'd be no drift either way.
I appreciate that, stand. And that wraps up my questions, though. Was there anything else you'd like to add or anything I may have missed?
We say all the time here, we don't have to go to work. We get to go to work. Okay, I love being here at Set Free. The people I work with are fantastic. Everyone here gets along. It's just I don't feel like I go to work. I get to go to work. I get to come in here every day and hear the stories and see the lives being transformed. My own daughter went through a freedom appointment just recently, about 2 months ago, after having severe health issues for years and years. She went through her freedom appointment, and her life is completely turned around right now. That her physical health it used to be so bad that we would go shopping. We get to make a trip to Walmart and she'd be flat on her back in bed for 2 days. She was so incapacitated. She actually moved back in with me and with her son. And yesterday she aerated plowed through our whole yard with an aerator and planted grass seed and everything. She's into gardening now. She just got a fantastic new job. She's doing great. And it basically came from the Freedom Appointment. So then I go to Uganda just last week, and I'm listening to one of our pastors talk about leading people in the village there through Freedom Appointments and saying that it's amazing how their health always just turns around after they've gone through a Freedom Appointment. They become healthy again. And all that emotional turmoil, that spiritual turmoil goes away. It's not like the Lord's coming in and just doing some miraculous healing. It's the body healing itself after all that internal conflict is gone. And it's just a wonderful thing to see here and abroad that, that's the effect that freedom has on people. And so it really is a motivator to just dive into this headlong. And I want this for other people internationally.